You have an interesting line here, a quote, I come from a long line of vendidas, somebody who is sold.
Basically, I mean, it's said somewhat ironically in the sense of also really looking at, you know, what one has to do to survive in this world. And it's just like what Mexican-Americans, Mexicanos have to do to survive in the United States. You learn, you know, acts of translation constantly and their cultural translations. But it also, you know, refers back to this historical figure in Mexican history of Malinche or Malintzinte Nepal, who was actually the translator and the corazón, you know, she was an Indian slave that was sold into slavery to basically work with Hernán Cortés, who invaded Mexico and conquered Mexico, you know, in that historical moment in the 16th century. So Malinche is sort of this figure that Chicanas and Chicana feminists in particular have sort of revisited to say, well, she was not free. She was an indigenous woman who was basically sold into slavery to the Españoles, and she also had to survive, you know. So it kind of is a theme that kind of goes through the book about Mexican Americans and our relationship to Gringolandia, you know, how those kinds of questions come up, particularly as women, the decisions we have to make to survive.